Hey, all of you Outpost fans. Welcome back to the Outpost After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are breaking down Season 2, Episode 2, This One Strange Town. And let me tell you guys, things do get strange. New egos are introduced, Gwyn plays matchmaker, and we get some awesome black blood history revealed. Don't you go getting lost in a portal, because we have a lot to talk about.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into the Outpost After Show. I'm your host, Veronica Valencia, and tonight we are going to be talking all about Episode 2. We are going to be talking about Reb and her proposal, as well as Talon's tough decision. We're going to be talking about Gwyn, how she's kind of feeling a little lost, a little down on herself, but then, you know, wants to also try and give Talon some love. Janzo has a glow up and his makeover. We also got introduced to a new character, Tobin, who, you know, guys, has quite a big ego, and we definitely see that play out throughout the episode. We're also going to be talking about some awesome news this show just recently received, as well as a few fan shoutouts. But before we get into that, I just kind of want to give my overall thoughts. I think this episode did a really good job of kind of clearing up a couple of questions that arose from last episode. You know, last episode we got introduced to Reb, who was a black blood trapped in the portal that, you know, Talon is able to summon the Lakiri from. And she was kind of a big mystery because Talon, you know, was assumed she was the only black blood left, and out of nowhere Reb comes and says, you know, she's not, and clearly she's not. She can tell that she is another black blood. But it kind of made you curious, you know, why this particular group of black bloods was trapped. And this episode we definitely got to get a little bit more of insight on that, which was great. So kind of let's get into it. So, you know, obviously Reb and Talon kind of have this fight and this confrontation at the very beginning of the episode. And Reb basically explains how Talon is not a pure blood, which I was very curious about because I'm curious why that is. And I guess it kind of goes back to, you know, I suppose there were two groups of black bloods, or maybe a few groups of black bloods, because Reb basically says, like, oh, you know, we were at war with humans and we were going to ambush them because your group or your tribe or, you know, your group of black bloods is going to kind of go in secretly and trick them and then, you know, let it open the portal and let us in so we can basically ambush them. That never happened. So I'm curious on who this other group of black bloods were, if, you know, if black bloods in general kind of always were in peace and harmony together, worked together, or if they were kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, enemies amongst themselves? Because that's kind of what it seems, you know, this Talon's people, from what it seems like, abandoned Reb's people in the portal. And it kind of just makes you curious on why that happened. Like I said, were they more evil? You can maybe assume that Reb's people had poor intentions. Like they, you know, they were at war, they wanted to win, they wanted to take out the humans. Maybe Talon's people wanted to kind of be more at peace with humans. And once they saw an opportunity to maybe kind of come to an agreement or some kind of treaty with the humans, or, you know, live at peace amongst humans, they were like, we don't need this anymore. If we bring Reb's people back, it's only going to cause more issues. So I can totally see that being the case. But, you know, Talon doesn't know any of this. This is definitely before her time. So now she's really caught in a tricky situation of like, what do I do? And we see this at the end of the episode. I kind of want to jump to kind of Talon's whole conflict with this as well. Because, you know, she's conflicted. She sees that, you know, she is the last black blood around, but then all of a sudden she finds out there are more like her. And as far as she knows, they're her people. She doesn't know that they possibly done something wrong. She just knows that they're trapped, and she doesn't want them to continue to be trapped there. She doesn't want to leave them there. And she's expressing this to Janzo. And, you know, she's feeling very down on herself because she doesn't think she is right to fulfill the prophecy. She thinks it has to be Reb. And, okay, guys, I will perfectly admit, it took me until the end of the episode when Talon's saying this word in order for me to kind of understand. It is the Astrokinge, I think. Anyone watching, is it the Astrokinge? Is that how it's pronounced, the thing that's in her head? Because otherwise, I'm going to keep calling it the thing that's in her head because it was kind of hard to make out, not going to lie. But yeah, because Talon thinks that she's not of pure blood and Reb is, again, going back to that, what makes Talon not a pure blood? Did I miss something? Let me know. We also have a live chat going, guys. So if you know, you can let me know in the live chat or you can leave comments on iTunes and on YouTube letting me know. Because I'm curious, like, what makes her impure, if that makes sense? So, you know, Talon is very conflicted. She doesn't know what to do. She wants to help Gwyn, but she also wants to help her people because, you know, it's been a long time since Talon has really felt probably included anywhere. She found a good group of friends at the outpost that support her and will fight for her. And then she's also found, you know, people that she's actually connected to by blood, in a sense, you know? So she wants to please everybody. She wants to help everybody. She wants to do what's best for her as well as for everybody involved. And that may be giving Reb the Astrokinge. Again, I hope I am saying that correctly. So, yeah, Talon is feeling very conflicted, and I hope, you know, I hope that whatever her decision is, she will be able to live with it. Because, you know, it is a very big decision. And that's another thing, too, is that if she does give Reb the thing that's in her head, she's trusting Reb a lot because Reb might come back with not so great intentions. She, as well as the other Black Bloods that are still trapped in the portal, may still want revenge on the humans. And Janzo brings that up. He's like, they're going to slay us. So what's that going to do? So it's definitely weighing a lot on Talon's shoulders. And she has a lot to think about. But of course, knowing her, she's going to come up with some kind of plan to, you know, maybe get more confidence that she can be the one to fulfill the prophecy. Who knows? But, you know, like I said, knowing Talon, she's definitely going to come up with some kind of plan because, yeah, Reb might be coming back and she might, you know, want to continue the war that she was supposed to fulfill all those years ago. So that kind of covers, you know, Talon. Talon had a big moment this episode with just kind of this big reveal of her history, Reb's history, you know, kind of this conflict with the present and the past. But Gwyn also had a lot of screen time this episode because she's kind of facing a similar problem. She's kind of facing a similar problem in the sense of feeling conflicted. Because when we're introduced to her this episode, she's out getting drunk in a bar. And, you know, she's probably just, we know that Gwyn has been struggling a bit trying to feel like the ruler and the queen that she knows she is because she's never been put in this role. And now out of nowhere, she has to go into this role and kind of just hope that people will follow her. And, you know, this episode was also showing that she was very conflicted and having a tough time with that because all of the people that, you know, she would want as allies to go against the Prime Order basically told her, hey, we don't want to follow you. And that's a lot to take in because now Gwyn has to come up with some kind of plan to be ready for when they attack, and she has nothing. And she even asks Talon, like, or even she even says to Talon, I may not even have my demon army, so what am I supposed to do? So she's definitely having a tough time with that, and we all completely understand, you know, it's a hard role to be put into right off the bat. And that's basically what happened with her. She had to be royal because her father had died in last season. And so she had to essentially just be put in this role. And so it was very, very difficult for her. And, you know, she even says, like, I'm failing at a job. And what even makes it tough, guys, is that while I don't believe he's dead, and we'll get to that with the last scene of this episode, she's also mourning the death of Garrett because she believes that Garrett is dead. So everything's just kind of coming down on Gwyn this episode. And she's really having, you know, she's finding ways to kind of deal with it. But of course, you know, I really like to see Talon and Janzo be there for Gwyn. And, you know, they all kind of found ways to support each other this episode. I'll get into Talon and Gwyn a little later about how they really supported each other this episode, which I thought was, it was really nice. It was really nice to see. So, you know, Gwyn kind of gets like this nice little pep talk from Talon, basically saying like, you don't need these male guards to train people. You don't need any of these people to basically, you know, run this kingdom or to help prepare you for this role. You can do it. And that was very nice because I think those were the words that Gwyn needed to hear. She needed to hear that she has the ability. She has it in her. She has the power, the confidence deep inside her and the inner power to really get this going. You know, she doesn't really need someone behind her pulling the string. She can do this on her own. She just gets lost sometimes because it's a whole new world to her. So it was really good for Talon to give her that kind of pep talk because that's honestly what Gwyn needed. And also, speaking of Gwyn, we also get a good look at Nya this episode, which, how many of you guys can't really look at Nya the same way again? Because we know what happened last season. She is the traitor that let Dredd go. And it's kind of really odd to see, you know, Gwyn is asking Nya to her face, like, oh, we need to find the traitor. All of the guards said that they were at their posts, so we need to find who this traitor is. And Naya's just like, yeah, we need to find this traitor. And it's you. So I'm curious, guys. Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the comment section. How long do we think Gwyn will go before she starts suspecting Nya? Because it's going to get to a point where everyone, like she said, everyone has been accounted for. And maybe she'll find motive. And maybe she'll find Naya's motive and as to why she let Dredd go. Because that could also lead to some extra tension and anger with Gwyn because, again, in her mind, Garrett is dead. So by Nya letting Dredd go, Dredd kills Garrett. And that's an extra thing that Gwyn is now very angry about with Nya. It's not just like, oh, you let go one of my enemies. You also let go an enemy who killed my, you know, love. So Nya better hope that she has some time before Gwyn finds out that she was the one who kind of betrayed her, you know? And you know, I just want to give a shout out to our live chat. As I had mentioned, we do have a live chat going. I want to give a shout out to Adam Rodriguez who in the chat who is saying, Reb is playing Talon so she can free her people, kill everyone in the outpost. That's exactly kind of what I was saying of, you know, Talon might feel conflicted because she sees that the Black Bloods that are trapped in the portal are her people, but she doesn't know them. She just kind of, you know, feels this connection because they're the same. But who's to say Reb won't be coming back with the same intentions that she was put in the portal for, which was to unleash war on the humans? Reb will kind of say anything she wants at this point to be released. And she's doing a really good job of manipulating Talon. So yeah, Adam, no, I agree that Reb is definitely just kind of sweet-talking Talon or, like I said, manipulating her in order to get what she wants. She has her own agenda. And sadly, you know, Talon is just kind of losing confidence and starting to really fall for it. So that is with Gwyn. But before we end Gwyn, I just kind of want to take a moment to also shout out Gwyn and her matchmaking skills. We, you know, all the fans here really seem to like the idea of Talon and Janzo being together and the fact that she brought light to that. You know, I'm sure there were many people like, yes, this is so exciting because, you know, Janzo has such a big heart and he really wants Talon, you know, as a love interest. So Gwyn was really pushing for that. And so I'm sure fans are like, yes, we want that too. So thank you, Gwyn and writers, for giving fans that little, like, moment. All right, let's talk about this new character, Tobin. But before we talk about Tobin, you know, guys, I just want to take a moment to let you know that, you know, we are getting introduced to new characters. There are so much story being expressed here. But did you know that there's also a lot of stories shared at AfterBuzz, because we have a lot of channels dedicated to other types of TV shows. We have superheroes, we have dramas, we have sci-fi, fantasy, we have comedies, we have reality TV. There's so much for you to watch here at AfterBuzz TV. So I'm asking you that you please go to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, like and subscribe to our channels, and so that way, if you subscribe, you will get an automatic notification that something new has been uploaded. You can also catch us on Apple Podcasts, download us there, listen to us on a car ride, because car rides can be very long, give us a 5-star rating, because 1 through 4 don't work, and, you know, always get involved in the conversation. There are so many shows to talk about here at AfterBuzz TV. Leave comments, as I've been mentioning, on the podcast or on iTunes, as well as on YouTube. We love to give shout-outs, and we really appreciate you being with us and helping us support AfterBuzz and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Hey, thank you. We love that. Yes. All right, now let's talk about Tobin. My gosh, guys. Whoa. This guy is, he's going to get a lot of eye rolls. His ego is just too much. And I'm sure he's definitely, you know, going to be the antagonist this season. Not necessarily the villain, but he's definitely going to be an antagonist. He, you know, he comes in, asks for Gwen's hand, and, you know, is basically saying, all I want from you is a legacy, is a child. Gwen is not having it. She shuts him down. She's like, I don't need your allegiance. You know, Gwen does not have time to deal with people like this, like people with like this, guys with egos like his. So she just shuts him down. And then love at first sight, like deer in the headlights, like, oh, Tobin sees Talon, and his attention immediately goes to Talon. And the exact same thing, you know, he's really trying to like cozy up to her, and it's like, no girl is falling for this dude. Like, he thinks he has a charm, but it really just doesn't work. It's really failing. And honestly, it's really funny to watch, actually, because, like I said, Gwen and Talon, and later on Naya, like, they all shut him down. Like, no one is interested. And so, you know, speaking of Naya, he does something very inappropriate. I am so happy that everyone stepped in that moment, because that was not cool. Very happy that Janzo stepped in and, you know, did what he could. Very happy Talon took care of business. You know, she's strong. She can fight. She's like, we're not taking this right now. We don't, whoever this guy is, we don't need this kind of attitude in the outpost right now. So good for you, Talon, for taking care of business. Now, quickly, we get a little bit of backstory with the mistress. We learn that her name is Eleanor. We learn that she has a sister. And we basically learn that, you know, it's like, you know, the mistress was probably the black sheep of the family. Her sister was probably like the golden child. And, you know, is like the right hand person to the king on the other side. And the mistress is basically a dirty money millionaire and is very upset that she doesn't have respect, or, you know, she doesn't have the respect of the people that she wants. So she, you can tell she's really fighting for respect. She's not seen the same light as her sister. So you can tell there's some tension there. And we're definitely going to be seeing some more tension between those two throughout the season. I can tell you that. I get the feeling. Adam in the chat is saying, Tobin is playing both sides, so he and his kingdom will survive whoever wins the war. I didn't think about that. Could definitely be. I mean, that could definitely be the case. I just think his ego really stood out to me this episode. So we'll see how playing both sides works for him if everyone's just kind of shutting him down. So let's move on to Talon and Gwen real quick. You know, I really liked seeing these two have always kind of had an off-again, on-again friendship, especially because they were in some kind of weird love triangle with Garrett. But both of these women were feeling down on themselves. They were feeling conflicted this episode. Gwen with the alliances, as well as running the kingdom, running the outpost and being a royal. And, you know, Talon, everything I had mentioned, feeling conflict with Reb and the Black Bloods. And I really just kind of liked how these girls were, you know, trying to give themselves some support. It was really nice to see. And let's talk about Janzo's makeover now. It was funny. Like, I'll be perfectly honest, it was very comical to kind of watch Naya try and, you know, give Janzo this glow up. But at the same time, it's kind of that same old storyline of, like, you know, people love you the way that you are. You don't need to change. And that's kind of basically what Gwyn had assigned Naya to do, was to change Janzo so that Talon could have some love. And I appreciate the effort of Gwyn, you know, thinking, you know, Talon deserves some love in her life. You know, she mentioned, like, all the men in her life have either died or betrayed her. So it would be nice, I guess, for Talon to kind of have some kind of male companionship in Gwyn's eyes. But, you know, Talon and Janzo have been doing just fine. And I think there's an inner confidence in Janzo that he already has. He doesn't necessarily need to have, like, the, you know, nice outfit or, like, the nice hair. There's a confidence that Talon already respects, and that's kind of solidified their friendship. But it was very comical to kind of watch Naya helping Janzo with this makeover, for sure. And so, in our very last scene of this episode, we see the marshal going to try and find Garrett's body. And last week, I said that there is no way Garrett is dead because, first of all, as I had already mentioned, he's a big character. There's no way he's getting killed in the first episode. Also, there's so much that the Prime Order can use him for. Insight, any type of knowledge, you know? So I think that he was definitely injured, but he is definitely alive. And I mean, Marshall goes there and he finds dead guards, but he doesn't find Garrett specifically. And that was also a touching moment of kind of seeing the paternal love. I had mentioned last week, you know, the Marshall and Garrett had this very conflicted relationship. But, you know, seeing the paternal love come out with the Marshal and, you know, kind of realizing that his son might still be alive, it was touching to see. It really was. And so, you know, hopefully in the next episode we'll find a little bit more about what Garrett is. Maybe at the end of next episode there'll be a little tease of Garrett and exactly where he is and maybe what his storyline will be this season. But that's a prediction, and I'm going to save that for our predictions. But right now, I'm going to go into some news about the Outpost, guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So if any of you Outpost fans have been following the show on Twitter or social media or following any of the actors, you will know that the show got nominated for a Saturn Awards. Can we get a round of applause up in here? Yeah? Yes? No? Just me? Okay. Usually we have like a round of applause sound effect, but I'll just clap for you guys. There we go! And I had a picture up here. Look at some of these categories, guys. So they were nominated for Best Fantasy Television Series. And they are up against fantasy shows like American Gods, Charmed, Game of Thrones, which everyone knows Game of Thrones is huge, The Good Place, The Good Witch, The Magicians, and Outlander. I'm sure, you know, huge congrats to everyone involved. I'm sure you're super excited because to be in a category with these titles, it must truly be an honor and super exciting. So huge congrats. This is really awesome. Good for you guys. A lot of hard work, and you can see it definitely paying off with this. So congratulations to everybody involved. And now I kind of want to go into some of our special segments and give some special fan shout outs. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone who has been commenting on the Apple Podcasts as well as YouTube. I want to give a special shout out to Stephanie Faye Page, Marcos577, Randy Femwright, Daryl Lay, and Adam Rodriguez. You know, thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and we love to see you coming back and really, you know, discussing with us in our live chat, in our comments, on social media. It's so awesome. And this episode specifically, we got to see a lot of strong women, guys. We got to see a lot of Gwyn and how she's handling her new journey, as well as Talon, quite literally, trying to go on her journey as well, but then also physically taking down Tobin, which again was very nice to see. So we've seen quite a few tough women this episode, and so, you know, I just kind of want to take a look at some other really strong female-led shows, because there are a lot of them, and they are awesome, guys. So here's just like a quick top three female-led show. So we have Jane the Virgin. Very different, also on the CW though, but very different from, you know, the fantasy series that is The Outpost. It's basically a comedy, it's a telenovela, so it's very dramatic, but, you know, it's all about, you know, Jane and the Villanueva women, and, you know, just kind of how they guide themselves through day-to-day life. We also have Big Little Lies, which is, you know, very popular right now. And all these four women, you know, they're kind of going about their journeys as well. Facing some very tough issues in this show, for sure. But all of these women have each other's backs. They are really trying to support each other and really trying to help each other along the way. And finally, Orphan Black. If you guys have never seen Orphan Black, you really need to hop on at that. I remember a few years ago, Tatiana Maslany, who is the main actress, guys, she plays like 10 characters in this one show. If you've ever seen a picture of the cast, it's crazy to be like, oh, the cast is actually really small. It's because the entire cast you see is Tatiana Maslany. And she did win an Emmy for it, and it was much deserved, because it is very tough to, you know, consistently be able to play 10 distinguished characters and do it flawlessly. So if you haven't checked that show out, you definitely should. These are all shows that are led by women. And, you know, The Outpost does a very good job of portraying strong women. And we love to see that. We really do. So thank you to all of these shows that are putting women at the forefront. It's amazing. And I love to see it. I love seeing it. I do love to see it, but love seeing it. All right, everybody, let's go into some predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I said it last week, I'll say it again. Garrett ain't dead. He's just not dead. I don't think Talon is going to give Reb the, oh my gosh, where are my notes? The Astrokinge. I don't think Talon is going to give it to her. I think Talon is going to kind of have this burst of inspiration where she can see that she really can, you know, be the one to fulfill this prophecy. You know, she can be the one to help her people, but as well as help those who have felt her, helped her to feel included in this new world. So I think Talon is definitely not going to be, she's not going to give in to Reb's manipulation, I'll say that. Gwen, I think, is also going to have a burst of inspiration. And I think, you know, she is going to be able to secure some allies for the coming war. I'm very curious to see where the mistress's relationship will go with her sister, kind of how that will play out throughout the season. Tobin, I don't know what's going to happen with him. I'm very curious to see how he's going to stick around, because it seems like no one in the outpost is really about this guy. So I'm kind of curious about how he's going to kind of stick around and how his character will play out this season. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Outpost After Show. We really appreciate it here at AfterBuzz TV. Again, make sure to subscribe on YouTube and give us 5 stars on iTunes to get in the conversation. Always leave comments. We love seeing your comments. And be sure to stay watching for the entire season, because we may have some special guests lined up. Are they returning faces or are they new faces? You'll just have to wait and see. Again, I'm Veronica Valencia. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @itsmeveronica_V. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.